The beauty of a Kindle has always been its simplicity. You can't use it to scroll through social media, receive notifications, or multitask. The e-reader's sole purpose is to display text and provide a distraction-free experience. Because Kindles are durable devices that can't do much, they tend to last a long time. Many people have used the same model for years, and some Wirecutter staffers have used their Kindles for more than a decade. But some Kindle owners may end up having to upgrade to a newer version, or ditch their Kindles altogether. Earlier this week, Amazon notified its customers via email that, starting the 20th of May, it will end support for Kindle and Kindle Fire devices released in 2012 or earlier. That means you'll no longer be able to download new content to your e-reader via Amazon's Kindle store. Although you don't have to stop using your old Kindle immediately, the restricted functionality may force you to consider whether you want to upgrade to a newer version or leave the Amazon ecosystem altogether. If you own a Kindle that's no longer supported, Amazon wants you to buy a new one. The company is offering a 20% discount that you can apply toward one of its new Kindle models, along with a $20 ebook credit that will automatically be applied to your account with the purchase of a new device. The promotion will be valid through the 20th of June, exactly a month after the company ends support for its older models. Here's what you need to know about Amazon's decision to sunset its older e-readers and tablets, and what that means for you. If you own one of the following Kindles, you won't be able to download new books after the 20th of May: Kindle First Generation from 2007, Kindle DX from 2009, Kindle DX Graphite from 2010, Kindle Keyboard from 2010, Kindle 4 from 2011, Kindle Touch from 2011, Kindle 5 from 2012, and the Kindle Paperwhite First Generation from 2012. The Fire tablets that will no longer be supported are Kindle Fire First Generation from 2011, Kindle Fire Second Generation from 2012, Kindle Fire HD 7 from 2012, and Kindle Fire HD 8.9 from 2012. To check which model you have, go to Settings, then Device Options, then Device Info on your Kindle or Fire tablet. Amazon's decision to end support for devices dating back to 2007 was a surprise to many Kindle users, leaving them with more questions than answers. In a statement to customers, Amazon said that the now obsolete models have been supported for at least 14 years, some as long as 18 years, but technology has come a long way in that time. The company remains quiet on exactly why the technology is no longer supported, and the rationale behind the chosen models. According to security experts, it likely comes down to engineering overhead and ongoing maintenance. From a security perspective, there may be hardware-specific vulnerabilities that cannot be patched with software. Rather than recalling a bunch of devices to fix them, it's easier to issue credits and get people into newer devices than to figure that out, said Mark Beer, a cybersecurity expert at Malwarebytes. There's less of a security risk for older Kindles and Fire tablets, given their limited features. But Beer points out that devices designed years ago didn't account for future security vulnerabilities and are difficult to patch after the fact. The longer they sit out in the wild, the harder they are to maintain through software updates, and that becomes a significant burden on engineering teams and a broad security risk, he said. Amazon says this will impact less than 3% of its Kindle e-reader and Kindle Fire customers worldwide. It's unclear exactly how many Kindles are in the wild, but market research firm Market Growth Reports estimated that 72 million total Kindle devices have been sold as of 2024. So it's safe to say that this move will wreck a not insignificant number of e-readers. Companies cutting support for devices is a giant and increasing problem, said Nathan Proctor, senior director of the Right to Repair campaign with the nonprofit Public Interest Research Group. Electronic waste is the fastest growing global waste stream, so when companies make these decisions, they have huge consequences for the ecosystem and for the owners of those products, he said. Amazon offers a trade-in program to its customers. If you send in your old device, you'll receive a rebate that you can use to purchase another eligible Amazon device. The trade-in amount varies depending on the device. The company says that it takes unused devices and restores them, making them suitable for resale, or recycles them. If your device isn't eligible for a trade-in, and is no longer in good enough condition to resell, the company will help you send it to a recycler that's Amazon approved. Devices that are losing support are older, which means the trade-in value will likely be low. The Kindle keyboard from 2011, for example, can be traded in for up to $5. Keeping it as a memento, or giving it to a relative who'd enjoy the library of books on the device, might be better for the environment. You also still be able to take advantage of the promo code that Amazon is offering if you decide to buy a new Kindle. If you own one of the affected Kindles, you'll still be able to access all of the books that are already downloaded to your device. However, you'll no longer be able to purchase, borrow, or download books to your device from the Kindle store. You also won't be able to use features like Send to Kindle or third-party app integrations like Libby and Overdrive. It's also unlikely that there will be any legal way to download content to your Kindle once Amazon ends support, but we plan to test this ourselves after the 20th of May. And while you can cyber DRM-free titles to the Kindle via USB from open-source platforms like Project Gutenberg, it's not the best option from a security standpoint. Kindle devices have a relatively small attack surface, and successful exploitation through ebook files is rare, though not impossible, said Bogdan Batezatu, a senior director of threat research and reporting for cybersecurity software company Bitdefender. Unfortunately, if your old Kindle can no longer download new books, there aren't many options other than getting a new e-reader. Amazon's entry-level Kindle has a bright, 6-inch display, support for USB-C, and great battery life. It's also compact and comfortable to travel with, so you can read on the go. If you want to stay in the Amazon ecosystem, the entry-level Kindle is currently recommended for most people. It's compact and portable, has a bright 6-inch screen, and supports USB-C charging. The Kobo Klara is a great alternative to Amazon's Kindle. It's just as portable, has a 6-inch display, and comes equipped with adjustable light and color temperature. You also have Overdrive integration for checking out library books. If you want to venture outside the Kindle ecosystem, the Kobo Klara BW is recommended. Its battery life isn't as impressive as a Kindle's, but it comes with a solid 6-inch screen, adjustable light and color temperature, and Overdrive integration for checking out library books.